MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovarg. Lee County deputies say a theft ring caused hundreds of thousands of dollars in losses at oil drilling sites across southeast New Mexico. Investigators say the group stole nearly $85,000 in equipment and copper wire while causing an estimated $285,000 in damage. The investigation began in September after copper wire was stolen from 12 transformers at 6 Raybaugh oil rigs in Lee County. A worker reported seeing a van near the sites, and deputies later linked the vehicle to similar thefts dating back to May. Using the van's license plates, investigators identified 4 suspects: Joshua Lynch, Russell Poole, Autumn Bustamante, and Derwood Noble. During the search of the van, deputies found about 1,500 pounds of copper wire and tools believed to have been used in the thefts. The suspects faced more than 24 charges, including 4th-degree felony larceny counts. The U.S. Department of Justice has sued New Mexico, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham, Attorney General Raul Torres, the City of Albuquerque, and Albuquerque Mayor Tim Keller over state and local immigration policies the federal government say obstruct immigration enforcement. The lawsuit challenges House Bill 9, the so-called Immigrant Safety Act, and Albuquerque's Safer Community Places Ordinance, arguing the measures unlawfully interfere with federal authority over immigration enforcement. Filed in U.S. District Court, the complaint says the laws block federal agents from using local government property and resources for immigration operations, undermining long-standing partnerships between local and federal agencies. Federal officials also argue the policies harbor and shield illegal aliens from detection and threaten jobs tied to affected facilities, particularly in Otero County. The Justice Department is seeking an injunction to block enforcement of the laws. And Lee County has joined with Eddy County, San Juan County, and other entities in petitioning the State Water Quality Control Commission to begin rulemaking on the reuse of produced water. Last week, Lee County commissioners unanimously approved free legal representation from the Bradfoot Sayer Law Firm. The petition, drafted by the Water Access Treatment and Reuse Alliance, seeks to expand the allowable uses of produced water. The Water Quality Control Commission has already held one hearing and is scheduled to hold the final hearing at 9 a.m. on Tuesday in Santa Fe. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.